With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. For the first time in 7 weeks, gas prices slipped just a bit. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell one whole penny to $6.12 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service is down 2 cents from the last check on May 6th to $6.48, while diesel fell 3 cents to $6.80 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Mike's on Walker's Road, where it's selling for $5.99. On the diesel side of things, Refuel has the lowest at $6.38 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24 a gallon, and it's $6.96 for those in Little Cayman. For context, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline in Florida is $4.31 USD a gallon. You can find the full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. Now, speaking of gas, the finance minister recently laid out the situation with regards to Cayman's fuel reserves in the face of global supply issues related to the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. The Honorable Rolston Englund told MPs the quantities of fuel reserves held by Sol and Rubis at any given point are not fixed, but vary with shipping schedules, storage turnover, and operational requirements.
For fuel operations on Grand Cayman, both entities follow a standard practice of replenishing fuel on a monthly basis, topping up to maximum capacity within their available storage limit. For fuel operations on the sister islands, fuel is replenished every 3 months in Cayman Brac, topping up to maximum capacity within the available storage limits. Little Cayman is topped up from the Cayman Brac reserves as needed.
The Honorable Rolston Englund provided MPs with an example of capacity. So on April 20th, there were 1.2 million imperial gallons of regular gas in the Cayman Islands. And if there had been no fuel top-up, the gas would have been used up by May 21st. That's just over 4 weeks. For diesel, the window is even shorter. The 2.7 million imperial gallons on island on April 20th would have been used up by May 10th with no top-up, just under 3 weeks. The fuel did arrive, though. Grand Cayman got a top-up at the beginning of May. Mr. Englund also stressed that both suppliers will maintain an additional minimum of approximately 12 days diesel supply for energy generation at all times. When asked if there were contingency plans by local fuel suppliers to source fuel from other sources than the U.S. Gulf Coast,
the short answer is no. And part of that reason is I want to get through what the legislative framework ought to look like and how we see the industry and how it ought to be regulated, and then have a wholesome discussion with the industry.
MPs had the discussion in Parliament after the opposition submitted a parliamentary question. And in other news,
join New York-based pianist Meg Lowenthal Acabas for an elegant evening exploring two remarkable musical voices across time.
Hey, Musica's Marius Gaina invites you to tomorrow's piano recital, Romantic and Contemporary Beauty, featuring pieces by Frédéric Chopin and Philip Glass.
Trained with renowned musicians connected to the Juilliard School and Manhattan School of Music, Meg brings exceptional artistry and sensitivity to the stage, with a career spanning solo performance, chamber music, and ballet collaboration.
The concert is tomorrow at John Gray Memorial Church in West Bay at 6:30 p.m. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. All money raised supports K-Musica's after-school programs that provide free instruments and lessons for local students. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Donald Trump has arrived in Beijing as he begins his first official visit to China by a U.S. president in almost a decade. Talks with President Xi are expected to cover their tense trade relationship, the war in Iran, and U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. Gunshots have been heard at the Philippine Senate, where a legislator has sought refuge from extradition to the International Criminal Court. Ronald De La Rosa is accused of killing dozens of people during former President Duterte's war on drugs. The French authorities have confined 1,700 people to a cruise ship docked in Bordeaux after a passenger died from suspected norovirus. Around 50 other people are showing symptoms of the virus. BBC News.